absolutely fine. That's obviously someone who just followed the team no matter what. We'll be there, bad days, good days, all the time.
Over the top.
Young people that have got more enough energy to do that.
Mental.
Football fans.
Off their nut, just screaming, crazy people. I just love them.
Supporting your team in good and bad times.
Nutter with a heart of gold.
Hi, I'm Sean, and I'm a Lady Gaga super fan.
And the Golden Globe goes to Lady Gaga, American Horror Story.
Grammy goes to
the Fame Monster, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
And the winner is Lady Gaga, the Fame.
When I first heard Gaga's music, I was in the car, and I remember hearing Just Dance and liking it, but never knowing who it was. As I got into like second, third, fourth year of secondary school, like I hated it. Like I hated everything about it, really. I had like friends, like I had a few friends, but I never felt like they were my people. When she released Born This Way, it wasn't like a dramatic change in my confidence at all. But now I am just hugely more confident in every aspect of life. Last year I did my gap year and I travelled to South America by myself. Like, I would never have done that before, honestly. Gaga has had a huge impact on that. She definitely started the building blocks for my like confidence and my self-belief. The turning point for me with Gaga was when she released Born This Way. I was, what, like 15? That was a low point in my life when it came to me and my like self-esteem, my confidence. When I really became like, my life was basically surrounding her career and her music, was when I needed that the most. It will forever be the album that really like changed my life.
Hello, I'm Thomas Irola from Durham University. I'm a professor of music cognition and I do empirical research on music. To qualify as a super fan, you have to spend quite a lot of time and effort in pursuing your goal of your super fan. It's probably linked to personal traits such as, you know, conscientiousness or openness to experiences. Whether the deciding factor of superfans related to music is that they love that kind of music or whether they like to obsess and really spend considerable amount of time and energy on certain things. So it might be very strongly related to personal traits. It's a question of perspective, whether engagement is taken to be so broad that anything could go within it. Music can be a very positive medium or way of dealing with certain issues people have in their lives. Music can be a very strong link and building block in developing your identity, and quite often people kind of use the influential artists as role models, and the music is a very easy way of getting into these situations, and they can be very, very positive. Music and the artist can act as a kind of armor against others. I think the identity building aspect of music is actually sort of underrated.
Anytime she's in this country, I'm there. Like, I'll go to her hotel in London and I will wait for her. I then saw her Art Pop tour 4 times. And yeah, I spent a lot of money on her. I spent like, I don't know, £90 a ticket. And one of those shows was in Birmingham. When I go to a Gaga concert, me and my friends very much make the effort to go. I made a crown for the Born This Way ball. I've painted my face on numerous occasions. I did the clown makeup from the Applause video. I did the skeleton makeup. Every album, that album on vinyl, and then that album in multiple forms, like deluxe editions, American editions with like a free poster in, or like an edition. I've literally got of like the Fame Monster, I've probably got like 15 different copies of the same CD. Some fans are like worse than me. Like, there's like really crazy people who will literally like sleep outside for like weeks.
Hi, my name is Callie and I am a super fan. First heard about Fifth Harmony because they were contestants on the X Factor in USA in 2012. I initially got into the X Factor because Demi Lovato was judging it. At that point, I was a massive fan of Demi's and I was consuming everything that she did. So it was HMV Oxford Street. And I got there, the in the afternoon of the day before, everyone was around the back of HMV. I was there in that spot from maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon until they let us in to get wristbands at like 7, 8 the next morning. So basically we were there all night and it actually started raining. And I had a great time because it was something that I had never done before.
8th of December 2013, and we had been there the night before until like midnight. And she'd come out and it had been horrible. I was on the front row of the barrier, I had my art pop CD, and I was so pessimistic by that point. I was like, I'm never meeting this woman, like, ever. She came along the line, and then I was like, I can't even remember what I said. I was like, obviously said hi, and she was lovely, like, and she was just so sweet. She was like, hi, and then I was like, how are you, or something, and she was like, I'm fine, and then I asked her to sign my CD, and then I was making goddamn sure that she spelled my name right. And then I was like, can I take a picture? And it was so crazy, like, the picture that I have with her, like, it was so crazy, like, she was being pushed. I was just like, just get me, like, just get in the picture, like, the tiniest bit of you, I don't even care. But we took the picture, and she was lovely, and then she just walked on and did it all again. When I first started becoming more into the whole world, I was online all the time. She had a website, it was called littlemonsters.com, and I would be on there literally all the time. I'd run home from school and get on there, and I'd talk to people like all over the world.
I've made some incredible friends, and like on social media you can meet people with similar interests, but you can also get to know people who have similar life situations as you. There is this girl, Mo. In December, we found out that my mum did have breast cancer. And obviously it's not the most fun experience I've ever had, but it was nice to talk it through with somebody. You don't want to dwell on the bad side, but sometimes it is nice to just talk about it. You don't know if it's how long it's going to be going on for. It was really good to have like just something else to think about. Like, it was a really good distraction, and I didn't have to be focusing on the troubles in my life. I could just think about something else.
I remember when Born This Way was out and she released Hair, and that song is basically about loving who you are and being confident. Like, I would not be the person I am now if I hadn't struggled in like secondary school with bullying and stuff like that. I wouldn't be the person I am. But Hair was a huge point in my life. This is me. Like, I could have written this. My life is in this song. Like, this is what I feel like and what I have felt like for so long. Every lyric in it I can relate to. I can't explain the feeling of a woman who doesn't know I exist, I've never met, but feeling like of everybody in the whole world, she gets who I am more than anybody else, or more than I myself get it. If Gaga hadn't come into my life, it's very hard to say how I would be now. I'm not sure if I would have found that confidence through other things. I just know that what I am now, a big part of that is down to her. Maybe I wouldn't have the confidence to say what I want to say, do the things I want to do. Maybe I wouldn't, because they're all the things that she's helped me do. I just want to be myself, and I want you to love me for who I am. I just want to be myself, and I want you to know I am my hair. I just want to be free. I just want to be me. Don't want to change. Don't want to be ashamed. I'm the spirit of my hair. It's all the glory that I bear. This is my prayer.